Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 40-day challenge. We just had our intro last night. If anyone joined the group and missed the intro, just private message me and I will send you the intro from last night. But we are beginning day one, which is called Second Chances, and it is Rosh Chodesh Elul day one. And I began with the famous story of Alfred Nobel, the Swedish inventor of dynamite, who it was actually Alfred's brother Ludwig who had died, and this whole newspaper that mistakenly thought it was Alfred, and they published this terrible review of his life, and he was given really a second chance to look at his life and to ask himself, how would he like to be remembered? And we're all given a second chance, really during the month of Elul. The sages teach that God is spiritually closer to us during this month. I mentioned the great Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi's metaphor of the king whose usual place is in the palace, and anyone who wants to see the king has to first go to the palace, go through all the gates, and be prepared. But there are some times when the king leaves the palace and the king comes out to the field to make himself more accessible to his people so that even the most simple of peasants can approach the king. And that's the month of Elul. Why? What is so special? Today's Rosh Chodesh Elul, and I discussed in the chapter what exactly happened on this day. It was the day that Moshe was told by God he could come back up to Har Sinai to get a second set of tablets. You see, the first set of tablets was destroyed by Moshe Rabbeinu on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz 40 days earlier. Moshe prayed on behalf of the Jewish people for those 40 days, and it was Rosh Chodesh Elul that God said, come back. I'm going to give you guys a second chance. And of course, 40 days from then, when Moshe came down, spent 40 days, 40 nights on Har Sinai, comes down 40 days later, that, my friends, is Yom Kippur. And the idea of second chances is really the theme of today, that Hashem always wants us to be given another opportunity to reconnect with Hashem. Something I did not mention in the chapter, and that's what I want to try to do on this chat every day, is give you something new and different that's not in the actual chapter. And my son Ezra, who's helping me with this, shared a very beautiful idea about second chances. In Parshat Bahalotcha, in the book of Numbers, when the Jewish people are now celebrating their first Passover in the wilderness, and how did our ancestors celebrate Pesach? They brought what's called the Korban Pesach. They brought the Paschal offering. But you couldn't bring a Korban Pesach. You couldn't go into the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and later the temple and bring an offering if you were Tamei, ritually impure. And how would you become Tamei? By coming into contact with the dead person. And there was a group of people that came to Moshe and they said to him, Lama Nigara, why should we be left out? We also want to bring the Korban Pesach. And what happened was, for one reason or another, they had come into contact with the dead, with a corpse, and therefore they were prevented from offering the special Paschal offering at its appointed time with the rest of the children of Israel. And, you know, at first glance, you know, you come and say, listen, you know, it's like you missed your flight, right? You're at the airport and you got to the airport too late, and you go over to the airline, you know, ticketer, and you demand that the plane come back and take you to your destination. You know, too bad, so sad. I'm sorry, ma'am. You know, you missed your flight. Deal with it. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu took their complaint very seriously. He told them to wait while he asked Hashem what should be done. And surprisingly, God responded by telling Moshe that they should be given a second chance. It's really unbelievable. A couple of Jews with a genuine yearning to keep a mitzvah brought about an entirely new way to fulfill that mitzvah. And we have to this day what's called Pesach Sheni. We know that regular Passover is the 14th, 15th of Nisan. But a month later, you know, and of course it only really applied during the temple times when sacrifices were brought. But a month later, every Jew who couldn't bring the Paschal offering during the appointed time, which is the 15th of Nisan, was then given a second chance a month later. And I just think it's a beautiful idea because we should think about our own personal lives. And some of us, you know, we do a very good job of beating ourselves up and saying that we're not worthy, we messed it up, we could have done it, but we didn't. And, you know, it doesn't matter what, that was the past. As far as God and Torah and Judaism is concerned, God gives us a second chance. And think back to that story with Alfred Nobel about looking at his own obituary and going, whoa, I mean, he could have just gotten depressed and realized like he wasted his life. But instead, you know what he did? He turned it around and he said, wait, I'm given another chance. I'm going to leave this world with a greater legacy. And he started the Nobel Prize whole, deal. And I think each of us has the same opportunity in every day of our lives. Today's Rosh Chodesh Elul. It is one of the holiest and important days on the Jewish calendar. It's the day that God told Moshe, come back. I'm going to give you the second set of Luchot, the second tablets. I'm going to give you a second chance. Let's begin anew, preparing for the high holidays, and give ourselves a second chance. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Chodesh Tov should be a sweet, happy, and holy month of Elul.